Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yudalad Parsha Shoftim Sicha Beis. This Sicha is also a Siyum on the Sechta Zvachim. Ala Pasik Novi Mikirbucha Me'achecha Kamayini Yakim Lucha Hashem Lekecha. In regards to the Pasik that says Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Yidin, saying that a Novi from amongst you, from your brothers, like myself, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem will bring forth for you. Eil of Tishmon, to him you shall listen. Amar Hazal, so in regards to this, the Chazal say, Eil of Tishmon, you have to listen to him. Afilo oimel lachaver al achas mukol mitzvah shebetayra, even if he tells you to transgress one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, kegoyin Eliyo bahara karmel, like with the story of Eliyo and Har HaKarmel, that he told him to bring korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Hakoy lefishoa, as long as it is a temporary instruction. Of course, if he tries to change a mitzvah for good, then you can't listen to him. But if it's only for temporary, shma loy, listen to him. Behine, on the pasuk that says, "Be warned, should you want to bring a carbon, an oila, anywhere else other than the Beis Hamikdash." In other words, that it's a prohibition not to bring carbonus anywhere else other than in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Sifri says about this, but you are permitted to bring it anywhere that the Navi tells you, Shehela Eliyo Bahara Karmel, as we see, Kederach Shehela, as we see that Eliyo Navi brought Karbonis and Hara Karmel, which is up in the north of Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. So this needs to be explained. Mekiven Sheyesh Netziva Kloli the Eilof Tishmun, since there is a general mitzvah in regards to a Navi, that you should listen to anything that he says. If he tells you to transgress any of the mitzvahs of the Torah, as we said before, so then included in this, listen to him, whatever he tells you, would also be if he tells you to bring on a bama, which means outside the Beis HaMikdash. He tells you to bring a korban, even during the time when it was not permitted to bring a korban on bamas. It's included already. We know that you have to listen to him. Why do we need a special pasuk? From the way the pasuk says it, anywhere that you want, if you think that you'll bring a korban anywhere that you want. So from this we learn that you are allowed only where you want, but if the Nabi says that you, then you are allowed to. Why does that need to be said, since a Nabi can tell you to transgress any mitzvah of the Torah? So why does it have to be specified in regards to bringing a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash? Vihine Hagona Rogatchevi, maybe the Rogatchevi brings Masha Omer B'Yerushalmi, he quotes what the Yerushalmi says, Ein Haboma Niteres Ela B'Navi. Aboma can only be, you can only permit bringing a korban on Aboma. Aboma means an outside little mizbeach. Only a Navi can allow it, my timer, why? Hisham Lecha Pentalo Elasecha B'Chol Makem Ashatira. The Pasuk says, be warned, should you want to bring your korban oila anywhere else that you decide, ki'im b'makim, be warned that you can't do that, ki'im b'makim, only in the place which Hashem has chosen to dwell, the Beis HaMikdash. V'liyo makriv b'shas iser abamas, and Eliyo was makriv during the time when it was not permitted to bring any korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Simloi, the Vira, Rav Simloi said, Amalei, that Eliyahu Hanavi said to Hashem, "Ubidvarcha sisi, I did it according to your instructions. Bidiburcha sisi, I did it as you instructed." As he brings a pasuk that there is a possibility that it should be brought, as the Yerushalmi says. In other words, that Eliyahu Hanavi took his his instruction from, he learned it from a pasuk that he should do it over there. So the Rogachev explains that Yerushalmi Sfirolei, that according to Yerushalmi, the Zeu Din Al Pi Novi Yechelum Lahaker Bebomim B'Shas Mikdosh, that there is a special din, that according to the instructions of a Novi, you can bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein olav shem shchutei chutz klal, v'hava korban. And that it's very different. It's not that you're transgressing. The Novi has the right to be able to tell you to bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then that korban is treated like a proper korban. Not like a korban, yes, you can do it, but the korban itself cannot be eaten or cannot be used or anything like that. He says, no, this is considered a proper korban. That's a chiddush. And any other thing, if the Novi decides that you should eat matzah for an addition or chometz on Pesach, he's able to say that. But it's still considered to be a transgression. Nobody would say that this is matzah, you are yotzim matzah. But over here he's saying that even though you did it outside of Beis HaMikdash, that's the chiddush of this pasuk, that it becomes a proper korban. Mashen ken habavli, but the bavli hanal lo yisvirele ken, the bavli that says, that he quoted before, that it's considered, that it was learned from the pasuk, mikerev achecha, and so on, lo yisvirele ken al pizeh, so in other words, that the bavli holds that it's not really considered a proper korban, when the Navi tells you to do it, you're transgressing, but of course you're transgressing according to the instruction of the Navi, and therefore you're okay. But the carbon itself is considered to be a non-acceptable carbon. Al pize, so according to the Sodasei Rishamir, is a dim bedine bama. So then it comes out that this, that a Navi can tell you, that's why it's mentioned specifically about the bama, because he can tell, it's a dinin bama, that by bama, that if a Navi tells you to bring a carbon on a bama, then it's a kosher carbon. Shalpi hanavi nifka ha'isa shal akrava b'bamas, that the Navi, by his instruction, eliminates the prohibition to bring a carbon on a bama, b'shas mikdash, even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, v'arei hei mutarais, and therefore the carbon is muta k'mayshoi mutaris terem b'yosem shol v'nei Yisrael Yerushalayim, just as any carbon that was before the Yidden arrived in Yerushalayim, they were permitted to bring carbonus on bamas, and not in the central Beis HaMikdash, central Mishkan, whatever they had. U'muvin shechidush din zeh deirush limit miyuchat. So this kind of a chidush, that it's something specific to bama, needs a special teaching. Ke'ein leilef zeh me'elef tishmo, because this is not something that you can learn from the fact that a that you can listen to a Navi to whatever he tells you to do, because that wouldn't tell you anything specific about the bama, that in the case of the bama it's considered a kosher carbon. So that's why you need a pasuk yishomel chapentale in discussing the prohibition of bringing a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. He tells you, however, if the Navi tells you, then you could. That teaches that the carbon is a proper carbon. She'ein inyonei hafkos etzem ha'isa al pi Navi, ki'im ha'chiyuv l'shmoye e'lov v'laver ala isur. Because when it's being mentioned in the context of listening to whatever the Navi tells you, in the pasuk which talks about the Navi, so then over there, all it's telling you is, not that now it's okay to bring korbanos outside of Beis HaMikdash. What he's telling you is that you should listen to the Navi and transgress, do something which is not normally permitted. Mashenkin la Bavli, but according to the Bavli, are gam al pi Navi loy nifka gufa iser da krava b'bamas. According to the Bavli, even if the Navi tells you that you should bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, like Eliyahu, it doesn't remove the prohibition to bring a korban. This is something specific to a Navi, that a Navi can override any prohibition, and you have to do it anyway. But it doesn't make it permitted to do. that when a Nabi tells you you have to transgress for something that is temporarily you have to transgress. Obemela nichlul gam inyan zek meshari surim, batzivoy kloli de'elof tishmo, and that's why, according to the Bavli, where it doesn't see anything specific, special about Bama at all, and therefore the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi brought a carbon on the Bama, that was a part of, you listen to the Navi. It has nothing to do specifically to Bama. Well, Pisa Muvim B'Pashtus Gam B'Negei L'Droshes HaSifri. So this also explains what the Sifri says. Shagam Hu Chelek Al Bavli, that the Sifri also argues with the Bavli and holds like the Rishalmi Shildas HaSifri Lo Yitochon L'Havi Hod Eliyahu Ba'Avar Karmel K'dugma Al Tzivi Kloli, that according to the Sifri you can bring the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi allowed bringing a korban on by Har HaKarmel the Eil of Tishmo afilu Eimelach la'aver la'aver alachas b'kol mitzvah shebetorah. So according to the Sifri that holds like the Yerushalmi that there is a special din in Bama using the pasuk Navi Mekir Becha, that you're allowed to transgress whenever a Navi tells you, doesn't tell you, you can't bring the story of Eliyahu HaNavi Har HaKarmel as an example of that, because in the case of Bama, according to the Sifri and the Yerushalmi, there is no prohibition. When the Navi tells you to bring on a Bama, you're allowed to bring on a Bama. So he's not telling you to transgress anymore. So therefore it would be very different by any of the other 612 mitzvahs, because over there he would be telling you to transgress, whereas if he tells you to bring a carbon on a Bama, he's not telling you to transgress. He's changed the halacha of Bama temporarily, that it's now permitted. And therefore, there's a special pasuk that is needed for Bama. Omnom ein ze muvan. But still, there still remains a question. Hare gam ha-sifri mevi adrosha anal ala pasuk elif tishmo, because the sifri also, on the pasuk that talks about the Navi, Elif Tishmon, he brings the same drasha, which is that you can listen, that he tells you to transgress, and he also brings the example of Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar HaKarmel, in other words, that he treats it as transgressing, listening to the Navi to transgress. So you can't say that the one that says the drasha of Navi Mekir Becha is arguing against the one that says that you can bring a korban anywhere that you want if the Navi tells you. In other words, which we tried to interpret before as being the Yerushalmi and making it different from that if you hold that the Navi can tell you to bring on a Bama specifically, and that's a special din in Bama, so then you can't, of course, say that you're transgressing by like Eliyahu HaNavi Har HaKarmel, and that wouldn't fit in with the Navi Mekir Becha, because then that's a bad example for Navi Mekir Becha, because that's a different din by Bama. So we see that the Sifri says both. So obviously then, one is not, they're not mutually exclusive. Somehow they work along with each other. You can say both. Say that the Bama is a special din by Bama, and at the same time when the Nabi tells you, you can also say the drasha that when the Nabi tells you to bring on a Bama, you should be over and do it, from the fact that the Sifri says both. So we're still left with that question. So according to this we have to say shagam ledeyazu, that even according to this opinion, v'meila gam ledasa bavli, meaning also according to the Bavli, hareze din b'dine bama, so then this is a, when the Navi says that you can do it, it's a din in bama. Shalpi Navi muteres, which means that when a Navi says to do it, it's not that you're transgressing, but rather that it is permitted. Kedahalan l'sif hei, as I'll explain, elaborate in sif hei. B'frat al pi aklal, especially according to the rules, that whenever there's a possibility to align the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, Vasifri as well as the Sifri, Amrinan came. afilu b'teretz dochuk. We say, we try to accommodate that the Bavli and the Rishonim should not argue. So therefore, in this case too, we should try to bring a line, the Bavli and the Rishonim, that they both hold the same thing, as well as the Sifri too, that they both hold the same thing, which is that when a Navi says that you should bring a korban on a bama, it's permitted to bring a korban on a bama, not that you are transgressing for bringing a korban on a bama. The bama. Well, b'hagdim bir b'inin amukshe b'siyim esechta zvachim, and by first explaining something which is difficult at the end of esechta zvachim, shemezeh gam kinechochashe keinu gam l'das abavli, from which we will see that it's also the opinion of the Bavli, and that they agrees with the Yerushalmi, and it's not a dispute between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Chela Godel Mesiyah Masechta Zu, a large part of the conclusion of the Masechta Zvachim, Harei Ukeilu Prote Dine Bama, is a very big elaboration on the laws of Bama. The Mishnah lists which periods they were permitted on to bring on a bama and when not to bring on a bama, and certain conditions about what kind of karbonis and whether the avodah has to be done like by a kayin or within certain contexts and so on. Many detailed halachas about bringing karbonis on a bama. L'chayra tamua, which leaves a question. Halei mefurash sham. It's clear there that once the Yidden arrived in Yerushalayim, once the Beis Hamikdash arrived in Yerushalayim, all bamas are then prohibited. And there was never permitted, a bama was never permitted again after that. If that's the case, that bamas are no longer permitted, why did the Chazal teach us something that we need to know today, it would seem, because it's teaching us now, ubarichos ha-protim, and with great detail, esadinim shebebama, all the laws of bama, harei maida haba-haba, this is something from the past, kikush sashas, become mekaymes, as the Gemara asks in a number of places, that why are we being told this, since it's something from the past, it doesn't apply anymore. Umezem muven shagam achsho bezman hazeh. So from the fact that the Mishnah and the Gemara elaborate to such a great deal about Bamas, about the details of the laws of Bamas, it's understood that this, somehow it's also important now. Yeshna of Sharas al Pi Allaha Lahakir Babama, would seem that there is a possibility to bring Karbonis on a Bama. Ashal Kain Gam Lonu Nochasul Dasprate Dineha, which is the reason that the Gemara is telling us all of these details. There must be some way in which you are allowed to bring a Karbon on a Bama. So now one way that one could be permitted to bring during our day and age or whatever after Yerushalayim to bring on a bama, who that a goy is allowed to bring karbonis for himself on a bama, the Tana Rabbana, because we learned in the Braise, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, quoting the Pasuk about Bama, about the prohibition to bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Davar al B'nei Yisrael, speak to the Yidden, which means B'nei Yisrael mitzuvim al shchut echutz, only the Yidden are commanded not to bring korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, ve'eina akam mitzuvim al shchut echutz, but a goy is not commanded against bringing korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, l'fikach kol echad ve'echad b'ein alei Bama la'atzmai. Therefore, each person, a goy, can bring a bama for himself, build a bama for himself. Or makar v'leah kamash yitzay, he can bring any carbon that he wants. However, also l'sayim alas shlichusam chulu u'loirinu shari. So, although you're not allowed, a yid is not allowed to help them to do it for them, but to teach them how they should do it, that is permitted. And since a Yid is allowed to teach a goy how he can go about bringing korbanos on a bama in our day and age, meaning the time when people brought korbanos, therefore a Yid needs to know the details of what is permitted and what's not permitted, so he can tell a goy who is permitted to bring korbanos on a bama what he can do and what he could not do. So that's one way of seeing it.
Loimar,
still difficult that the Gemara and the Mishnah go into such great detail about what's permitted on a bama and what's not, only so that a Yid should be able to teach a Goy how to bring his karbonus on a bama is a little difficult. Although it's true that we find in the Gemara a number of things, discussions and piskedinim and so on, that the Gemara spends time discussing things which are not common, or even discussing things which are extremely rare, yet the Gemara spends time to clarify certain halachas in extreme circumstances, which almost never happen. So in other words, that we do find that the Gemara spends time on things which are unusual and uncommon. But chol zeh, still, harei hei minyonim shebe'im yered avazeh yesh bei mitzvah iraz din l'chiyuv. That is only because if it should happen, that this extreme circumstance should happen, there is something that you need to know about what to do. Therefore, the Gemara finds that it needs to clarify it because it could happen. So that we know what to do if this should ever happen. You say to him, is that even certain things which this will, which the Gemara says this never happened and it will never happen, still they discuss it. It's only because ultimately we need to clarify halacha to know what to do. Avo beinyan shegamim yera adava bilti raga lo yia bechiyav lehen lelav. But to go and discuss something that even if it should happen, there is no practical relevance in Yiddish, into a yid, whether he should do it, whether if he should do it or not do it, because he's not allowed to bring a carbon on a bama anyway. It's only something that he wants, if he wants to tell a goy what to do. Like this unusual circumstance that a goy might want to bring a carbon today on a bama, and they would want to do it, that it should be in accordance with the dinei Torah. This is something very unusual. And even if it should happen, even then a yid doesn't have to, there's no chiyah for a yid to teach him how to do it. As the Gemara actually says, it's the expression is, to teach him is permitted. It doesn't say you have to teach him. So it's very difficult to say that even should the extreme circumstance happen, and the yid has no obligation to teach a guy how to bring a carbon. So why spend all this time on something which seems so irrelevant, let's call it. For oid, another thing, shakla v'tariya lipsag din yesh bazekdima li'inyan shazman agrama. When there is any discussion anywhere in the Gemara or whatever, if there are two subjects that can be discussed, we can either discuss this subject or that subject. What should we spend time discussing? There is always, the pressing issue is always, what's relevant now? What do we need to know for now? So, Valpizeh, based on this rule, that whenever there's a limit of time, and there's only time to discuss certain things, you always have to spend time discussing what is more relevant. So based on this, we have to say that the whole discussion of what to do in the case of a bama, the only time that they would actually be able to discuss this, based on the rule that you always have to discuss the most relevant thing, would only be able to discuss it when there is nothing to discuss. There's all other matters have been clarified. Everything to do with halacha for yidden have been clarified. That you have time on your hands, you can go to discuss the discussion of bama for a guy. But what's the likelihood that the Gemara had so much time on its hands? V'oid v'ikir, the main thing is, kama medine bama nilmodem miksuvim shehem aschilim dabel v'nei Yisrael. Many of the halachas of bama, which are included in all of these discussions in the Gemara and Zvachim, where are they? Where does the Torah tell them, say then? Where it says Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. All of them are preceded by that same pasuk, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. Im kein kshem sheklolus adin sheakol mutar lahakir bebama bizman hazeh. So just like the general halacha that a goy is allowed to bring a korban on a bama today, nilmud mazeh. How do we know this? Because shaparsha is chilu Dabar el Bnei Yisrael, because it says, speak to the Yidden that they're not allowed to bring on a bama, but therefore we learn from there v'loy la'akum, but a goy is allowed to k'may kein tzarech leimar. So therefore we would have to say by the same rule shekam prate dinei bama elu, that also the details of the bama, which the Gemara goes on to discuss, hanulmanim iksuvim shenemba bem darav v'nisra, which are all learned from psukim which are preceded by the pasuk speak to the Yidden, Noigim Ragba Bamas Yisrael. Therefore, these details would also apply only a bama that the Yid was permitted to bring by the Leiba Bamas Akam, and it has no relevance to a goy's carbon on a bama. He can do whatever he wants. All these details about a bama that the Gemara talks about have no connection to a goy, because it said Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. Vim Kenare Akushim Ay Dahava Hava Bitka Kvay Medes. So the question comes back. Since the Yidden are no longer permitted to bring on a bama, and a goy has no halachas for bama, he can do whatever he wants, so then what's the point? Well, it's all in the past. What is the point of having a discussion about the what can be done or not done on a bama? However, the Rebbe says there is another way that we can see that there is a possibility to bring a korban on a bama, gam bizman isur bamas, even after the bamas were no longer permitted. Vehu al pitzivi navi, which is, as we mentioned, when a navi tells you that you should bring a korban on a bama. And although, so when can a Navi come to tell you to bring a korban on a bama? It says that once the last of the Nevi'im, Chag Yischar HaMelech, when they passed away, the Ruach HaKadosh left. It's no longer present. Shemizem Ashma L'chayre, Sheyef Sheshiyakim Navi Bizman Hazeh, which would make it seem as if it's not possible for there to be a Navi anymore in our day and age. So if you want to say that through a Navi you can bring an Obama, that's no longer possible either, because there are no Navim. Einoi. So this is incorrect. That supposition is incorrect. Ki mefurush v'kamen b'kemes v'divir Chazal. Because it's clear in a number of places in Chazal. Shehoise gam l'achrei zeh ashros Ruach HaKadosh, that even after Chag Yischar HaMelech, there was still Ruach HaKadosh on occasion. And therefore we have to say the Masha Amru Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi Yisrael. The Rebbe brings in the Ha'ara that there was one of the Baalei Tosfos was called Reb Ezra Hanavi. So they, in the time of the Tosfos, they called somebody by the name Reb Ezra Hanavi. So Balkein Tzarech Loimar, therefore we have to say the Masha Amru Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi Yisrael. So therefore when it says that the Ruach HaKadosh was removed from amongst the Yidden, what that means is it wasn't common that there should be Ruach HaKadosh Avaloi Shabbatul Gamri, but not that it will never happen again. In other words, since Nevuah can only come to someone who has grown in many great qualities, you need to have a lot of great qualities, which are needed in order for a person to become a Navi. Kamavur Barambam, as the Rambam explains all this. And therefore, when, as we say with a big question mark, are the generations today better than the generations of old? Certainly not. So the Imar Rishonim Kamalochim, and if the early ones are compared to angels, then we are like people, and if they are compared to people, then we're like animals. So, in other words, that we are not better than them. Ein b'nei adam ruim nevuah, and therefore, if then already there were no people that were really fitting for nevuah, then certainly today. Avalenis loisha nifsa gilia nevuah ba'epen shol gzar mumayla. So the reason why it's not common that there should be nevias is not because Hashem decided that He's no longer allowing nevuah. It's just that there aren't the people that can become neviim. They don't have the qualities that are needed to become a Navi. But it doesn't mean that it's completely gone, that it can never happen again. Which explains the specific way that this is expressed, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh, that Ruach HaKadosh was removed. V'loy Batla, it doesn't say that it was abolished, by Pasko, or it stopped. Kiloshna Gemara, Shomini Geila, Kamet Dvorim Shabbatu, as the Gemara there says about certain other things, that it stopped. It does say that it stopped. But over here it only says Nistalka, it means it rose up. It's no longer here amongst us. Because it's true that Nevius did not complete, was not abolished. It's not over. Elish and Estalik Milmata, but that what it means is it's no longer amongst us. It has risen up. It's inaccessible to us. Because we don't have the people that can access Nevuah anymore. But not that it's over. But if should there be a ben Adam, a person who is fitting to become a Navi, Tishrol of Ruach HaKadosh, then he would have Ruach HaKadosh descend upon him, and Nevuah Gam Bizman Hazeh, there would be prophecy even in our day and age. So therefore there is still a possibility that Bama should come about. Al Pianal Matura Tzumuvan Hada Rambam And this explains why the Rambam, even though the Rambam goes into detail about how Nevius comes about and so on, mentions many details about Nevius, but he doesn't mention anything about the fact that once the later Nevi'im passed away, there is no longer Nevuah. He doesn't say that it won't, till before Mashiach, that it won't be any more Nevius. And you might say that the Rambam doesn't say doesn't happen. He just tells you what does happen. So if it's no longer happening, he doesn't have to tell you what doesn't happen. He only speaks about what's active in the Vias. But that's not true either, because he does mention certain things that it's possible that it shouldn't happen. Like, for instance, he says, V'efshar shelo tishra, about a certain person that even if he's going in the ways of Nevius, it's possible that it shouldn't come to him. So in other words, he does speak about it's possible that it won't happen. So why doesn't he mention anything about Nevius being over at this time? Still, there is no hint in any of his words that it's no longer possible that there should be Nevius in our day and age. To the contrary, after he lists the conditions that are needed for somebody to become a Navi, Messiah, he concludes by saying, Miyad Ruach HaKadosh Ha'ir Olam. If there is a person who has all of these qualities, and he does whatever is needed for Nevius, immediately Nevuah will descend upon him. Harei, so from this we see, Shanavuot Luyarak Binyan Amelu, that whether prophecy occurs or not is dependent on the person and the qualities and the conditions that he creates. But if he does do those things, then it will happen. So according to the Rambam, there is no other condition. In other words, according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as there isn't no longer a possibility for Nevius. The Yesemekein, even more, Mavur Begeres Teiman La Rambam. The Rambam explains in his letter to the Yemenite Jews that he sent a lengthy letter on many issues of Hashkofa. Shezesha Oma Bilom, Ke'esia Oma Liyakov Liyisrael Ma'pol Keil. That Bilom said, now will be said to Yaakov and to Yisrael, what did Hashem accomplish? He says, Yesh Bei Said, that in these words, there is a hidden message there. Shemin ha'esahi, that from that time when Bilam said these words, Yesh lachshev kiminyan sheyesh mshesish yimei bereishis va'ad oisa ha'es, you have to figure how many years from creation until when Bilam said that, which is in the 40th year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, was shortly before they came to Eretz Yisrael, the tachzer ha'nevuah liYisrael, and at that time figure out from that day, the same amount of years, and that's when Nevius will come back to the Yidden. This prophecy of Bilam, where he said, he said that in the 40th year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Timtzosel comes out as Cholos Achesben ad Oisa Eis Alpayim Arba Meis Ushmeinim Ushmeinim Shana. So it comes out from creation until that year is 2,488 years. Because 2,448 years was when Yitzias Mitzrayim occurred. So this is 40 years more, so it's 88 years. Shasimim Beis Tapach Geulim, that the redemption was Beis Tapach, if you want to remember. Ulefi HaHekesh Hazeh, so according to this Cheshbon, Vapirish Hazeh, Tachzor HaNavu Eli Yisro, B'shnas Arbas, Arbas Alofim Sham Meis V'shivim V'sheish, Li Yitzira, so in the year 4,976 from creation, Nevuah will come back. That's the hidden message in Bilam's words. So this is what the Rambam says. Hare mefuresh es das Rambam. So it's clear from the opinion of the Rambam, lo yizubavach yeshef shoris l'gile anavuah b'zman hazeh. Not only is there a possibility that there should be prophecy in this in our day and age, l'shet tachzor anavuah l'Yisrael, he says that it will happen. V'oid v'iker, and more importantly, Harambam mamshich shom b'geres teimon. The Rambam continues over there in that same letter. In some of the versions of the letter, Geres Teimon, they took out this following piece. So he says over there, oides echad shahaya karav l'zmanei, about a certain person that was not just in the recent history and his time, shenibal kama b'kama dvarim, that he prophesied about a number of things, for kulam niskaimu, and all of them came to be. Umaysif, and he adds, hamayfas hazeh, that this event, hamavur sham lufneza, which is explained there, oydes aishahu shenibba, about that event that this person prophesied about. Haychiach le'enei kol, it proved to everyone, shahu navi be'ein sofek, that he is a prophet without question. So another, the Rambam says that in his time, shortly before his time, there was a person that was actually a Navi. So not only was there a tradition held by the Rambam's father that he received from his father, going back the generations, and that this was a tradition that went all the way back, they had a tradition that the Nevuah would come back. Elishu Gam. So not only is that true, Elishu Gam Meyit Shekarav Lizmane Hayanavi Bein Sofik, that there was a person in his close to his time that was actually a Navi without question. So Pizeh Harei B'chol Zman Efshe Sheyavi Navi. So therefore, at any time there could come a Navi. Sheyitzav LaHakir B'Bama, and he will say that we are now permitted to bring a korban on Obama. V'Lachein Shokel V'Torah B'Pratei Din Obamas, and therefore, since the possibility exists that a Navi can say that at this time we should bring Karbonis and Obama, so we have to know what to do. That's why the Gemara dwells on it and talks about it. So that could answer that. Omnom gam al pianal, but even according to this, adayin doichik bazed, there's still a difficulty. Because tzivui Navi lahakrib b'boma b'shas itzer abomas ira ad atarak pam achas, that a Navi should tell the Yidden to bring a korban on a bama at a time when it wasn't permitted, only happened once in the whole history, Eliyahu HaNavi. The Torah Rosh, and it happened only as a temporary thing. That still there is this long discussion about all the details, that it might happen again, that something that only happened once in history, we're now thinking that it's going to happen again, and to go to discuss it at such length. But then another question: if you think about it, when the Navi comes along and he says it's time to bring a korban on Obama, so then we would have to listen to him also in the details of what do we do. Should we do it in this way, that way? What are the details? Tell us what to do. do we have to change anything? Do we have to abolish things? Do we have to add things and so on? If he will command us, since as a rule this goes against what the Torah says, that to bring a korban on a balma, it's only that since the Navi said to do it, so we have to go against the laws of the Torah and do it what he said. Therefore, it's quite logical to say, it's reasonable to say, that it'll have something to say about how to exactly to go about it. So why don't we just listen to what the Navi says in regards to bringing korbanos on a bama, should it ever happen, and why do we have to discuss it now? Uliyashiv calls it. So to answer all this, while yidei ha'achra ka'oisa ha'shita d'tzivui novi l'hakrif korban b'bama b'zman isra b'amas ein ze ha'avor al divre teira v'dim medina nevuah sh'nistalka. So to answer this, the way that we can get around this issue is according to the shita that says that the Rogachev said before about the Yerushalmi, that to bring a korban, then when a Navi comes to say to bring a korban on a bama, it's not violating the laws of the Torah. Then it's permitted. It works with the Torah to bring a korban on a bama at that time. So it's not that that because the Navi said, so whatever, we do whatever we have to. No, it's an abama, you can bring a carbon on abama when a Navi says. But that this rather is a part of the laws of Bama. That this is how the laws of Bama were created to begin with. That when a Navi comes along, then it's permitted to bring a korban on a bama. Not that we're violating the laws of bama because the Navi said, but rather part of the laws of bama is that when a Navi comes and he says to do it, then we are permitted to bring a korban on a bama. The chayzrim becholim b'bishah called din bama, and at that time, all the laws of Bama that existed up until the time that the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim all reassert themselves. Because now we're permitted, we are meant to bring a korban on Bama, you need to know what to do. So therefore, obviously you need to know what to do. So in other words, if we were to say that when the Navi says to bring a korban on Bama, we're violating the law, so then ask him what to do and how to do it. Why discuss now about the violation of a law? But if you're saying that when a Navi comes along and it says to bring a korban on a bama, then the laws of bama reassert themselves, so then it makes a lot of sense to say that you have to know the laws of bama, because at that time you need to know what to do. It's not violating that you have to ask the Navi. The Navi will say, what are you asking me what to do? Learn the laws of bama, you'll know how to bring a korban on a bama. So then it's no longer an issue of who knows if he'll ever come and why do we have to learn it. If it's a possibility that he'll come and it's a chelik of the laws of Bama, then you need to know what it is. Then it's worthy to study Torah even in for an extreme circumstance. Therefore we don't care that it's a very that it's not likely that it's going to happen. Ki kama shetzrichim levar kol apratim shol kol dinei atayra kamei shetzrichim. Because just as we said before, that you have to explain every din in the Torah, gama pratim shemene gelim tziyas rechayki, even those details which are not likely to happen, kamei kein shetzrichim levar begemara gam pratze. Therefore the Gemara also has to deal with the laws of Bama, because there is this possible, there is a circumstance in which the laws of Bama reassert themselves, even if it's not likely that it'll happen, but it's a possibility. If it's a possibility, the Gemara has to deal with it. To use slightly different words, nevuah bezman hazeh hi metzias rechayke v'chashash v'chulu, that nevuah should happen in our day and age is unlikely. Mashen kim bama, but bama hareze rak The Aryeh who the Rabbi Alei. The reason that we're not bringing a Karbonis on Bama is not because Bama doesn't exist. Bama could exist, but there is an Isur at this time that doesn't allow us to bring a Karbon on Bama, so therefore we don't. That's like the lion which is preventing us. That's the expression, Aryeh the Rabbi Alei. There's a lion which is crouched and not allowing us to approach Obama. The lion in this case is the prohibition to bring a Karbon on Bama. But the existence of Bama is a possibility. So therefore we need to know, we have to learn the halachas of Bama. Yisayrim is even more so. Matzina ben Egeila mitzvahs loist chaya kol neshama. That in regards to the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, that they had to kill all the people. You're not allowed to let anyone live. Shenimnis b'minyan tariag mitzvahs, which is counted as one of the tariag mitzvahs. Avshe ula yachshev chayshev shezois ha-mitzvah she'en in egez l'dayres. Because somebody could think that what this is not something that is relevant today. It doesn't exist anymore. They're gone already. Okaz baros ha-rambam, as the Rambam explains, as el shaynei. These are his words, ki atzivui shenishlam b'hagiyah tachlisoi, that when a mitzvah has been completed because we have accomplished whatever the mitzvah was meant to accomplish, mibilti sheyiyah zetalu b'zman yedua, if a condition of that mitzvah is not that it's only limited at a certain time, like lo yisachayah kol neshama, it doesn't say in the Torah up until the year so and so, up until such time or not such time. It doesn't. There's no limit to when this applies. It just happens that they already successfully removed all the people. So because it's not conditional that it only applies to a certain time, we don't call that it doesn't exist for eternity, that at some point it stops. Because it only stopped because there are no longer any goyim there. But if there was still, we'd be going there today, it would still apply, because there was no time limit on it. But rather, it still exists in any generation, and should it come up again. So therefore, these mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bama, the fact that we don't have a Bama now is because there's a condition that you need a Navi in order to make it possible, but the laws of Bama still apply. So therefore, we need to learn the laws of Bama. Al pi kol hanal muvan, so based on all this we can understand shegam habavli koy b'shita zu, that the Bavli also agrees with this. Shekein nitin adin de bama miyikar aliyas koyl gam etziya zu shal pitzibi navi, that the Bavli can also agree that the bama is still relevant, it still happens, should it happen through a navi. Even though the Gemara uses the term, the Gemara in the Bavli uses the term, even if the Navi will tell you transgress one of the mitzvahs. Kegoin Eliyahu ben Harakam, and he brings an example for that of Eliyahu, so that would lead us to believe that the Bavli believes that bringing a carbon on a Bama is a transgression, not that it's a condition in Bama that's now permitted. He says it's not a question, because Ein Kavanos HaGemara the Gam La'acha Shetziva HaNobi La'akir B'Bama Arei Kshevikayim HaTzivi Oivrim B'Shas Mais Al Mitzvah the Bama Shebetayra. This doesn't mean that the Bavli holds that once the Navi tells you that you should bring a carbon on a Bama, when you bring that carbon on the Bama, you're transgressing a mitzvah. That's not what it means. Elo, what it means is shedechuya, he al yedei atzivui. It means that through the command, because the Navi said to bring it, it now pushes away that prohibition. No, that's part of the question. Be'emes, in other words, there is a transgression. You might think that what the Bavli here means is, transgress means, be'emes, you're transgressing. But because the Navi said that you should do it, so therefore it pushes away the transgression, and don't worry, you're not doing anything wrong. But be'etzem, it's transgressing. That's not what the Bavli means. Ki'im, rather, what the Bavli means, kolosh na'alshan Navi bolet sabes laber al-achaz mekol mitzvah shebetayra, what he means that when the Navi comes to tell you to transgress, Hutra ha'akrava b'bama. That when he once he tells you that you should transgress that mitzvah, it's not that it pushes away the transgression temporarily and therefore you can now do it. It means it removes the transgression and now it's permitted for you to bring a carbon on a bama. The Yaseira Mizu, as is the famous chkira of Hutra or Hutcha, whether something gets pushed away temporarily or once the Torah says you should do it, you're permitted to do it and there's no limitation on what you can do. The Yaseira Mizu, even more, Gam Nasis Mitzvahs Hakrabas Karbon, it also, once the Navi says that you should bring a carbon on a bama, it becomes a proper mitzvah of bringing a carbon. In addition to the mitzvah that you did to listen to the Navi, you also brought a proper carbon and you have the mitzvah of bringing a carbon, which means that it is now permitted to bring on a carbon on a bama. And this we learn from the psukim connected with the laws of bama, where over there it says the way the pasuk is phrased, as the Gemara said, that Yisham Lecham Pentalev, from this we learn that if the Navi tells you that you should, then you should, then you're permitted, then it's a mitzvah, then it's a carbon, and so on. The Signa Nachetzas, to use slightly different words, HaChidush Sha'anavi Yochel Letzavis Lahakir Bebama B'Shas Yisr Bamas, this Chidush that a Navi is able to tell you to bring a carbon on a Bama even when it's permitted, when it's prohibited, like today, that we are obligated to listen to them about this. Nilmad me'elif tishmo. That we learn from that you have to listen to a Navi. That's the psukim in regards to a Navi. Shehu prad bedin nevuah. That is, of course, a detail in the how do you listen to a Navi. K'may b'shar mitzvah teira shebekeiche shel a Navi letzavis laver aleihem. And it's no different than any other mitzvah which the Navi can tell you that you can transgress. La'ach shelamanu le'elif tishmo. Now that we know that you have to listen to the Navi, and therefore you're going to bring a carbon on the lack of carbon bebama, ba'alimud bebama, now comes an additional thing, that in the case of a bama, when the Navi tells you to do it, the ma'ila ata b'chol makom shel lecha Navi, you should bring a carbon anywhere that the Navi tells you to do it. It's permitted. Ha'heter v'tzivu prat b'dinim bama. Now it becomes that the bama now permits you. The laws of Bama permit you to bring a carbon when the Navi tells you to do it, and therefore it's a proper carbon, and it's a mitzvah of a carbon, and so on, in addition to listening to the Navi. V'hine al pi ha'mavur le'el, based on what is explained before, sha'asiya she'ba'akrava b'bama al pi Navi yesh ba shnei tzivuyim, that when in the mitzvah of bringing a carbon on a bama, there's two mitzvahs, elif tishmo, and on the one hand is the mitzvah to listen to the Navi, and hakravas carbon bebama, as well as the second mitzvah of bringing a carbon on the bama, muvan sheba hakrava bebama al yedei Navi, yesh b'mayli yisedel gaba hakrava bebama b'shas heter. Now there is an even a greater quality of bringing a carbon on a bama because the Navi said that you can do it, which means normally it's prohibited, but because the Navi said you should do it, that it's even greater, it's even a greater mitzvah than when you brought a carbon on a bama at the time when it was permitted to bring a carbon on a bama. The leiraki is mekamos shemekayim beis mitzvah. It's not only that in this case, as he said before, you fulfill two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of bringing a carbon on a bama and the mitzvah of listening to the Navi. So that's two mitzvahs as opposed to one if you just brought a mitzvah carbon on a bama at the time when it was permitted. Kim gam mitzad eichu shel akrava, but that there is also the quality of the mitzvah is different. As follows, karbonis chayve einem kreivim bebama. One of the rules of bama is that the obligatory karbonis that are not voluntary karbonis cannot be brought on a bama. Hayne she'ein dai ba'akrava. The bama ukdushasa, that in other words, that the bama doesn't have enough holiness, enough impact, shechiyuv sheyeshne ala adam yuchal lekayim bebama, that when there is an obligation on the person, you have to dispense with this obligation. A bama doesn't have the power to help you dispense that obligation. Av shemitzus karben sheinem echuyev ba kayim bebama, even though a carbon that you decided that you want to bring, but it's not an obligation that you have to bring it, but you decided to bring a carbon, you could bring that on a bummer. But when you have an obligation, it's a personal obligation for you, the bummer cannot, the bringing the carbon on the bummer cannot exempt you from that obligation. Chiluk zehu rak b'negei la'odom. This is true only in regards to the person. It doesn't remove the obligation from you. B'negei la'avoydus to pa'ulus b'karban chayva, but in regards to the different types of services that have to be done in connection with bringing a karban chayva, harei nasis heim gam b'akriba karban she'en chayva b'bama. All of those same avoydus, like sprinkling the blood, or shechting, or haylochad, shechting is not one of the avoydus, but transporting the blood, and sprinkling the blood, and burning the, all of them are the same for a karban chayva as they are for a voluntary karban. So the difference is only in regards to removing the obligation from the person. Whereas when you bring a carbon on a bama because the Navi said so, then it becomes similar to a carbon chayva. The signa nachar, in other words, that it also removes, it has the power to lift that obligation from you. In other words, Kedushas ha'akrava v'habama, the holiness of this bringing a carbon on the bama, by elis leirag ba'karbon, it has an impact not only on the carbon itself, ki im gamba ha'odam, it also has an impact on relieving your obligation. Ha'odam ha'kayim tzivi Hashem ha'mutl olav, because when a person brings a carbon on a bama, he is fulfilling Hashem's command, whereas not just he wants to bring a carbon, so therefore he's allowed to bring a carbon. Because of the Elif Tishmon, that you are obligated to listen to the, in other words, because the Nabi said so, so it has also an impact on you that you fulfill that mitzvah. Bal derech klolus hachiluk shebein hakrava bebama lakrava beis hamikdash. Similar, at least, to the general difference between bringing a carbon on a bama and bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. What is that? Hakrava b'bama ena payela she tispasha taktusha b'makam boi hukrava carbon. When you bring a carbon on a bama, it doesn't bring holiness to the space where the bama was, because a carbon was brought there. We don't find any holiness attached to places where there once was a bama. Once the bama is gone, once the carbon is over, it's gone. There's no more kedusha. Of course, it's different by the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. That the bringing of the carbon also brings a holiness to the space in which the on which the mizbeach stands. In other words, what this is saying is that even bringing a carbon on a bama, it's limited to the carbon itself. It doesn't have the ability to spread into the space in which it's being brought to elevate the space of the bama. Mashenken carbon bebeis hamikdash, whereas when you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it does leave holiness on the spot of the mizbeach. And it's not just that the mizbeach was sanctified beforehand. The mizbeach was sanctified through the inaugurated by the Chanukah HaMishkan by the bringing of the korbanos through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what made the mizbeach holy. And the Rebbe says in the Ara that it's possible that each additional korban brings another level of holiness, another level of holiness. So in other words, by the mizbeach, it is the korbanos which make the holiness of the mizbeach. And by Obama, this doesn't exist. And in a similar way, you could say the difference between if you bring a carbon when it was acceptable to bring a carbon on Obama, as opposed to bringing a carbon on Obama when a Navi tells you to do that. When you bring a carbon on a bama in the regular time, it doesn't have the ability to spread outside of itself. The carbon itself is holy, but anything else outside of it, the bama doesn't become holy. Or al ha'adam, to the person. Masha'enken, as we said before, that it doesn't relieve you from your obligation. Masha'enken ha'akrab al pinavi, payel is gam ba'adam, whereas the when you bring a carbon through a Navi, it also affects the person himself. It extends into the person himself. Well, Pia Nal. And based on this, Sugi B'Siyim Esechtos Vachem Eide B'Ike Loi B'Din B'Bama Stam Ki'im B'Din HaKrova B'Bama Alpi Navi. So now that we've answered why the Mesechta Zvachim dwells so much, puts so much time and effort into explaining Bama, and that the reason is because it's talking about a Bama that would come up through the Navi's instruction. Moving Gama Kishisho Mesiyim Mesechta Las Cholosa, this explains the end of the Mesechta, with the connection between the end of the Mesechta and the beginning of the Mesechta. What is the beginning of the Mesechta? Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shloi l'shmam ksheirim. Any carbon that was shechted not for the sake of that carbon, in other words, he missed what the purpose of the carbon was. Ela shloi olu l'baylim shloi m'cheshtloi. So it's still a kosher carbon. You can still sprinkle the blood, you could eat it, and so on. You'd go do whatever you do with the carbon. But what it doesn't do is exempt the owner who brought it from his obligation. He brought it for a certain obligation. If you didn't do it for that purpose, then it doesn't exempt him. In other words, that the problem, as the Mishnah describes at the beginning of Zvachim, of a carbon that was shechted not for its proper purpose, is that it doesn't exempt the person from his obligation, but the carbon itself is kosher. In other words, it doesn't have the ability to extend, spread to the person. Now this problem, which is enumerated right at the first Mishnah of the Masechta, is of course brought out in the end of the Masechta, as we just finished saying. That even a bama al pi nabi shaba aida bi ike b'sima masechta, that even a bama which is brought, which is used as on the instructions of a navi, which of course is what the masechta is talking about, as we explained, nimsheches hakdusha gama lo adam amakriv. In that case, it has the power to be able to extend to the person as well. Apo pishe ispashtus upulos hakdusha de bama bechlal eina kazusha bebeis amigdash. Even though it's certainly true that the accomplishment and the holiness of a bama doesn't measure up to the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash. Allah has come and Beis Hamikdash sheikir in yonai karbonus chayvish al atzibur vayochid. Certainly not that by the Beis Hamikdash, which its main function is to bring those karbonus which are the obligatory karbonus of the community, of the tzibur, in addition to the yochid. Zeh shepoil Umamshich kedusha al yedei hakarbon. So the whole purpose of the Beis Hamikdash is, in other words, to bring karbon chayva. In other words, that it should also extend to the person. That's what's the main function of the Beis Hamikdash. Ches toikiv kedushas hamitzvahs hakarbonas ka Beis Hamikdash b'sheba boma al pi navi. This additional impact of the holiness of a mitzvah, of the karbonus in the Beis Hamikdash, and even a bama based on a navi, that it has an effect on the person and on the space in which it is accomplished. A similar thing can be said about the holiness of a shul and of a Beis Hamedrash. Kivan shehem mikdash ma'at, since they are also a miniature Beis Hamikdash. Mispalul mehem, and where you daven shetfilas keneged tmidim tiknum, as we know that the davening is established to correspond with the karbanas. The loim de mehem, and it's also a time, a place where you learn the Beis Hamikdash. We call that tamid bedugmas ha Beis Hamikdash, abekriven by tamid, and the mitzvah of learning is constant, as is the Beis Hamikdash, that we bring constantly karbanas. In addition to those things which are also true for Obama, so the holiness that is accomplished in the Beis Hamedrash, in the shul, and so on. in the Beis Hamikdash, there is a certain essential kedusha which is accomplished there, which has its impact on the person, as I said before. So therefore, the same applies also to the holiness which is accomplished, to the mitzvahs that are done in the Mikdash Ma'at, in the Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. In other words, that it has a much greater impact when it happens in a Mikdash, that it makes the place holy, it makes the person holy. It's not just that it's limited to that mitzvah itself, as in the case of a Karban and a Bama and so on. And this is our lesson in practice. It would seem that it would be more appropriate, the better way, that when you do a davar shel kedusha, you should do a dafka in a shul and dafka in a beis medrash. Better than doing it, even if you're doing it at home or wherever, with the same hidur that you would do it in the shul. To do it anywhere else, it's much better to do it in the Beis Medrash. Because when you do it in a place which has this additional holiness, it adds another dimension of Kedusha to the Kedusha of the mitzvah itself, as we said before in regards to the Karban and Beis HaMikdash, that it extends to the space, it extends to the person, and so on. And through drawing down and spreading the holiness of a Mikdash Ma'at of a shul in a Beis Medrash to the rest of the world, during the Golos, we will merit the building of the third Beis Medrash, and to receive the Kedusha which comes from the third Beis Medrash by bringing Karbonus in actual fact, and since then Hashem will remove all impurity from the world. Certainly that all karbanos will be done properly, like he's referring to the beginning of the Masechta, as is the mitzvah, it will be done properly. And therefore, it won't be lacking anything in the Lishma, so therefore the holiness of the carbon will be brought down, Gamal Makrivi Akoban, is also to the people that bring the carbon, that it will exempt them and it will elevate them. The Isalu Bi'ilu Acha'ilu Karbasim Lashem, and they will grow from one level to another in their closeness to Hashem.